Kevin, I suppose, first of all, we have to welcome, you know, the extension of the wage subsidy. You know, that's critical to us here. But I would have to say we're very, very disappointed with the increase in the VAT rate. Utility bills have gone through the roof over the last couple of months. Hotels and restaurants, you know, they're saying their ESB bill has doubled. You know, so it's just totally unsustainable for us now to take a hike in the VAT rate. You know, so we would have to say we're very, very disappointed with the increase in the VAT.
It was one thing, the main thing that you had campaigned for, yet and all, it didn't come to fruition in the budget. Why do you think that was when it was something that was so vital to the sector?
I really don't understand, and I don't understand who the government are listening to, because it's absolutely critical for our sector. And, you know, it's right across the whole board. It's not just a hotel, it's restaurants, it's everything in hospitality and in tourism. And it's going to have a very, very negative effect on us, you know, especially here in Donegal, where we're competing with Northern Ireland. It's going to be a very, very difficult one to get over.
And while it's not set to be increased until September, and that follows, hopefully, from a bumper summer, you are going into a number of months of uncertainty in terms of autumn-winter.
Totally. And, you know, sort of here in Donegal, a lot of people have come to Donegal for the first time, a lot of people from the Republic of Ireland. You know, one of the main reasons was value for money. And with this increase in the VAT now, that value for money is going to be jeopardised.
Do you think that they have taken into consideration, particularly hotels and restaurants in border counties, and the fact that that has become now a competition with Northern Ireland?
No, they haven't taken that into consideration at all. You know, if they would have considered that at all, you know, they certainly wouldn't be increasing the VAT rate, you know, hiking it up by almost 50%. It's absolutely ridiculous. It makes no sense in the middle of an economic crisis. And as I say, you know, when hotels and restaurants, when the utility bills are going through the roof, you know, this is it's going to be very, very difficult.